Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. We're talking about the subject, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. And today we're doing part seven of the seven-part series. And the topic we'll be talking about is make room for the Holy Spirit in your life as a Christian. Often as Christians, we're taught how important it is for the Word of God, to know the Word of God and to speak the Word of God. Yes, it is important, but another factor that's also important, co-equal with the Word, you might say, is the Holy Spirit. A lot of focus is done on prayer, which is good, but prayer in a one-way dialogue. We speak, we pray, and we put it in God's hands, and often we just walk away and say, God is now in your hands. But what God wants is you to have fellowship, and for me to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit here on the earth. Often we also think about God the Father and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit is left behind. God doesn't want that. He wants us to commit and commune with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. As we make place in our lives for the Holy Spirit, he will become our friend, our companion, and our counselor. He will show us the things that God has given to us and God wants us to have. At this point in time, I also want to say something more. When Jesus went to heaven after the resurrection, he said he would send us a comforter. He would send us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the stand-in for Jesus Christ on the earth. Let me make that a little bit more clear. Even though Jesus Christ is in heaven, he is still the head of the church, which is called the body of Christ here on the earth. He sent the Holy Spirit as his stand-in. No man on the earth is the head of the church of Jesus Christ. No man on the earth is the head of the body of Christ. That position belongs to the Holy Spirit only. Let us now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Reading from verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us those things that belong to us and that God wants us to have. But God is still interested in fellowship. He will have fellowship with us as we have fellowship with him. The Holy Spirit will not push his way into your life. You have to make room for him to come into your life. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. As we spend time with the Holy Spirit in fellowship, he will show us how to live our lives in the power of the Spirit and not by our own strength. We see this in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, reading from verse 6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord of Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. This scripture is actually saying that we don't live our lives by our own strength, but we live it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And this comes through communion with him and spending time with him. Also remember when we spend time with him that he is the third person of the Godhead. He is God in spirit form, but he is the third person of the Godhead, so we treat him with respect. When we come to him, we are to talk to him in fellowship and friendship, not praying, but in fellowship. Are you ready to meet the Holy Spirit and to become intimate and personally with him? Do you want to hear his voice? Are you prepared to know him as a person? Simply invite him in by asking him to come into your life and you will be filled by his spirit and by his presence. The Holy Spirit is the person of the power of God on the earth. When we pray something, the Holy Spirit is empowered through the name of Jesus Christ to make it happen. Of course, it has to line up with God's word. Holy Spirit is waiting for you. Each and every day he walks beside you, waiting for you to have communion with him, just as a friend would. I want to give you a testimony of someone that gave to me some years ago. It's about a person who grew up in a Christian family, went to church on Sunday, and they matured as a young person. But they came to the point in their life where they said, Lord, I want to know you. So to know you properly, I want to go back into the world and live like the world does and then get to know you, not just being brought up in a Christian family, but I want to know you personally. That person went back into the world for about 6 years. After 6 years, they met an evangelistic group traveling from another country and they got born again. What's very interesting is when the person was telling me this story, how they got born again, the Holy Spirit spoke into my heart and said, Gary, I was there with that person for 6 years. I walked beside them. I did not say a word, but I waited for them to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then I converted them. Please take the time to get to know the Holy Spirit. Invite him in. If you're a Christian, if you're born again, invite him into your daily routine. He's there. He's waiting. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.